In this week's Sesame Corner, we speak to the founders of Cheriasekasi, Sunshine Shibambo, and Dumi Muhubo. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, thanks.
Sunshine, tell us about the company. What is it all about?
I think the name alone says, yeah, you know, we're quite interesting people. Cheriasekasi is 18 months old now. We're at experiential events, ideation, creative conceptualization, you know, PR and comms and influencer marketing agency. We started as a solo act. So I started the business by myself initially, after coming back from a trip in Thailand.
Yeah.
You know, I loved how the Thai people were such hard workers, but everything for them was so simple. You know, it was about waking up and providing for yourself. And after working in corporate for a very long time and working on a really cool brand at that time, I kind of had an eat, pray, love moment, you know, and it was Sunshine, if you can't do this now, when? And so I came back from my holiday and I started the business. And because I'd worked in corporate, I had the opportunity to see so many gaps that were available that the brand managers, for example, weren't seeing or finding opportunities in, and their agencies, the bigger agencies, weren't giving them. So it kind of started from there. You know, I would sit in meetings and go, but I would do it like this.
Yeah.
Or I would approach it like that. You know, unfortunately, when you're sitting in a corporate, there's four other bosses above you. So that idea might never actually come to the table.
True.
And that could be that big idea. So I was inspired to kind of start breaking down walls.
Yeah.
I wanted to show them that a girl from the township can be a girl who lives in the north, works in the north, is actually global. And the name kind of came about that way. So it was this township girl coming in to disrupt. I started very small, but through great contacts and having worked in the industry for so long, the business kind of picked up very quickly. And I had to steal Dumi. She was actually working somewhere else. We'd been friends before. And I stole her from another agency that she was working at. And I said, you know, this is kind of the bigger picture of the business. And I really think this is something you're great at and you could help me make this bigger than what it is. And she joined in July. This year, we've kind of tripled our numbers just in terms of clients that have come on board. The agency's really kind of taken big strides that have shocked me, you know, having started it with just the laptop on my couch with my cell phone. And now we have an office with six people.
Wonderful.
I have two business partners and it's growing every day. You know, it's business is interesting.
Yeah.
You never really get equipped to run a business. So having worked in corporate was great because it helped me how to make money, but they didn't teach me how to run the business.
Yes, yes.
So for the, you know, every day is a journey. Every day is a learning for us. I think we all just have this really big ambition to do something really great. Mm-hmm. And therefore we're willing to kind of take the challenges as they come.
Yeah.
And when you suddenly hear that there's pays and these codes and you're like, oh my God, why didn't they tell us about this side of things? So, and we're rapidly growing. We really like to say we're an agency that likes to disrupt.
Yeah.
We're a group of smart creatives. Smart creatives are people who find solutions, you know, to create something incredible. We love the clients that we have. I think we've managed to secure some really big FMCG clients that a lot of businesses so young wouldn't. Nestle is one of them. We work with partners like Ndalo Media. You know, having Kanye Lomo say she believes in what you do is really inspiring to try and move forward. So it's really incredible. We get so many letters of encouragement, a lot from women.
Yeah.
When I started the business, I really wanted it to be just women, you know, from the receptionist to the tea lady to the cleaners to the designers, etc. The realities of our world right now is that business in this country, in fact globally, is still run by men. So it forced us to get a third partner, Mandla Mazibugo. He is our balance for two women. I guess we do need the men sometimes. and he came on board as the balance. He's our creative director in the business. But, you know, we finally have this trio that balances each other out. We all have the same vision in a sense that we all come from the township and we believe we can make something out of ourselves and be able to compete with the big dogs that are out there. that for us is success, to be able to compete equally, fairly, you know, to provide that service. We work with a lot of young, untapped talent. So we've discovered photographers and videographers. We've introduced parts to the business that I think we never thought would be part of the business just because of the people that work with us and their ambitions and their passions. So it's amazing to have a team that believes in the bigger picture. Wonderful. And we're all working to just be a great Chirasekasi, get on the JSE one day.
Wonderful.
You know, that's and change the world.
Do me into this. Your experience in the business, what has it been like? Because it sounds like an exciting journey.
I think the one thing that Sunshine mentioned, which was quite spot on, is that I wish somebody would have taught us about running a business at school. I mean, it's not, we talk about growing the entrepreneurial space, but actually nobody gives you the tools in terms of, you know, this is how it's going to be like. When they say the first 1,000 days are going to be quite challenging.
Insane.
It's insane. It's exactly that. I think I've never worked so hard in my whole entire life.
Yeah.
But the beauty about owning your own thing is that, you know, it's worth it when you know that
it's
you
yours.
Own it and it's yours. So as challenging as it has been and as much work as we've had to put in it, it's been exciting,
rewarding.
Like we're saying, and quite rewarding. I mean, the one thing that, you know, that we are very clear on, and this is why we started it, is that we were in spaces where we weren't allowed to be creatively, you know, free. And that frustrated me. I mean we all have our different reasons in terms of why we started, but mine was basically I just couldn't. I just wanted to do things. And I mean, brands go on and talk about being innovative, but very few brands are actually brave enough to actually own the word we are innovative. And innovative means that you are willing to think out of the box and do things differently. And I think that's why we are slightly different, is that we won't give you a solution that, you know, any other agency might potentially say this is what it looks like. We'll give you the tick the box answers, but we'll also give you another route in terms of this is what it could potentially look like. We own and termed the, I wouldn't term it, but we like to own the term, you know, smart creatives, because it is what it is. It's about breaking the norms. It's about being unconventional. It's about
being multi-talented.
What happens if we hang this microphone from the side as opposed to just on the table? And, you know, and also understanding what the marketing trends are all about. One of the things that was my biggest frustration when I was still in corporate is that the agencies would come back with research or stats or analysis based on books and analytics and so forth. And I'm like, okay, that's fantastic. But what is Dumi really doing? You know, but does she want to be drinking coffee at this time? Does she want to be? I think we need to get to a point where we understand that social media and technology has changed the way that people consume brands.
Right.
So it's understanding them and understanding the trends and trying to fit the brands into their space as opposed to doing it the other way around.
The textbook.
So, you know, so the textbook is great for just reference, but there's so many other dynamics over and above the textbook that we apply, and hence Chirasekasi will proudly and say, okay, cool, give us the brief and let's see what we can do for you.
I love that.
Yeah.
Now, Sunshine, how has the industry received you guys as a whole? The clients, I hear they are knocking on doors, but the whole industry, as you mentioned, you guys are competing with the big dogs, aren't they?
We are competing, and I think what's been you know, really encouraging for me, I like a challenge, and we're told every day you can't. And as women, you're told every day you can't.
Yeah.
So what's made it really exciting is to be able to show them that we can. You know, there is no kind of preset 1+3 equals success.
Yeah.
You know, every brief is different. Every kind of method we use to approach that brief is different. So the big dogs get frustrated because there are systems in place in bigger agencies. You know, they have traffic, they have things, so their process take a bit longer. We have the flexibility and that advantage because we're so small but so hungry as well as a business to offer our clients kind of triple what they can. So we don't have the millions yet. You know, we know they're coming.
Yeah. No, we don't have the millions yet in profit.
No, that's what I'm saying, yet. But the one thing we are sure on is they can never give the same hunger and kind of desire for proving people wrong. They've had the businesses for a couple of years. A lot of the agencies I used to work with have been on those retainer 5, 6, 7 years, you know. when we come in, we disrupt their thinking, their working. We question it. You know, if you have seen me yesterday, I have two fists on my shoulders. And the first time I got that fist, someone asked me why. And I said, you know, because I'm a fighter. I seem very calm, but I actually fight. And I like to fight for women's rights. And for so long, we've been oppressed and not given the chance or a voice. Mm-hmm. So Chirasekasi was one of those platforms for me where it was really important to show them that women can compete at that level. To be honest, a lot of the advice starting all of this came from my male friends, friends who had been in business for many years. And the one kind of common piece of advice they all gave me is, you're always going to be pushed back because you're a woman.
Right.
But Sunshine, we know you. We know what a fighter you are. So I always kind of try and give my team that kind of encouragement and say, you know, if you believe in your idea, fight for it. It might not be the right one. Client might hate it. But if you believe in it and can fight for it, there's nothing kind of standing in your way. The bigger agencies don't like us because we get called into the same boardrooms as them to receive those briefs. So that's really kind of gives us the encouragement to keep going. But some of those agencies have also helped me become the person I am. I've worked with those agencies. You know, I was with SAB before I started this business. I say SAB is like a whole new university. SAB teaches you how to make money, you know. But I also worked in an advertising agency. So I understand the madness of that animal. And I've also worked in a media company.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's vital to also have the knowledge and the experience. A lot of, I think, entrepreneurs also just think, oh, let me just jump into it. You know, I interned at 27. I had no problem putting my pens down and humbling myself and saying I'm a 27-year-old.
Yeah.
I wanted to understand the media world. And so I dropped a real job because I wanted to get into that world because I knew it was part of this bigger picture. You know, and I've taken jobs that paid me less when my counterparts were getting monies that get them ranges. I was happy to be in my little car for the sake of the bigger picture, which was one day I know we're going to have something that no one else can say that's what our business does. It's even difficult for us when the people ask us, who's your competition, to answer that question, only because nobody else is approaching it the way we are. Yeah. Nobody else is seeing these opportunities the way we are. Yes, there are great innovative other agencies. I mean, someone who I would put on par with us is DNA, run by Sylvester. You know, even though they're more heavily PR, he's created a way of working that is unique to his team and his business, but has also created a unique approach in the industry. You know, to be able to change perceptions in the industry is what's more important for us than to try and impress our competitors.
Yeah.
So we will learn from the competitors' mistakes. We will learn from those we admire. There's a lot of agencies we look up to. Soul Providers is one of them. Clint 21 Entertainment is one of them, who have been running businesses as young people successfully for 5-6 years and not doing it the ordinary way. Because you speak to someone who's been in business for 30 years, you know, they have this way.
Yeah.
And this is the way that works. But technology has given us a new tool to educate ourselves. We see what others are doing. We're learning from what others are doing. You know, people like Steve Jobs have become an inspiration to be able to go from a garage to a global brand. You know, so I think it's just having that thing that's a fire starter of sorts. Then it gives you the confidence to not be scared by the big guys. We can't look at the bigger agencies and go, yeah, we're going to get them. They've been doing this for 20 years. You know, they've had really big clients for 20 years, and a lot of those clients have spent lots of money in those spaces. And so it's a trust thing. So part of our daily thing as well is to get our clients to trust us, to believe us. I mean, for someone to hand over $2 million to two young black girls who a couple of months ago we were paying you a paycheck. Now you're saying you want my $2 million. Like, hold on, you know. So it's business, it's proving yourself, it's being a woman. But if we constantly looked at those as challenges, would be kind of caught up in our own fear.
Most definitely.
You know, so what we do is we kind of go, okay, guys, yes, we may be little kittens, but they're putting us in there with the lions. So put on your lion pants. Let's go. Let's go.
Interesting. Then, Dumi, how would you advise somebody who's looking to jump in and start up? Because from what I hear from this conversation, being bold, being brave, and doing your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. What would you say to a young person who will be listening to this interview and thinking, wow, this is exactly what I'm thinking, but where do I start?
I'd personally say it starts with a dream. And I know it sounds cliche, but if you can dream it, you can basically
do
be
it
and do it. I happen to be a mom of a beautiful 7-year-old.
Aww.
And if anything else, I would like to leave the legacy and teach her that just being a woman is more than just being in the kitchen and so forth, whatever.
Yes.
Because, I mean, we come from the generation where we are taught that this is how you behave and do as a woman and so forth. You know, one of the reasons why I went into a business with her, because she had the passion and the fight to do that. So it also goes with, you have to be passionate about you, about what you want. Truth be told, you do spend 80% of your time at work.
At work, yeah.
And if you're going to be spending so much time not being with your family and not being in a relationship and make so many sacrifices, make sure that it's worth it. But I think over and above that, get mentors, you know, get people that believe in you. And even when you don't know where, how to start, but just start.
Yeah.
Honestly, like she was saying, it starts in the garage, it starts with an idea, it starts sitting here with my friends and say, so what do you think? But you literally have to start somewhere. And by no means, whatever happens, that little thing in your head that says, fear, I can't, like, really just squash it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because that's
the only way that you'll ever know if whatever. I said to my friends, the one thing that made me also do what I do is that I was very fearful of living with the regret of what if. I wouldn't be able to live my life. So I was like, if I'm going to try this, let me try it. At least I know. But there is no life that is more painful than living with regret. So just start.
And
I think find the support.
Yeah.
And find
the support.
It's
quite important. Yeah.
You know, even though I started with just laptop on couch and cell phone, before I did all of that, I had to sit down with my family, my parents, and explain that, you know, things are not going to be the same. I'm not the daughter who's coming home with Nando's for everyone.
Yeah.
Because there's no money for Nando's. I might actually need you to pay for my rent.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you can sell it to your family or your close ones, and they actually believe that there's something there and they support you, it's easy to start. You know, I sold everything. I took my last paycheck. I got my 13th check. I got my pension. And I said, okay, we have to save half. And half is to start something.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't a lot of money. I didn't have 2 million sitting waiting for me. I registered my company and I only had 5,000 rands, you know. And I had to buy a laptop and I had to load airtime.
I know.
You know, but I had people supporting me that I could phone and say, listen, I can't pay rent this month. So could you help me with that? You know, not having partners, we're single girls. not by choice, but, you know, others have partners who can help them with that. I think having support is vital to starting. Had I not had the 2 or 3 people saying, yes, this makes sense. This is something you should. Why haven't you been doing this? This is what we've been trying to say to you all these years. I don't think that kind of push start would have started. So, you know, run it through that bestie. Run it through your aunt in the kitchen. Simplify it. What scared me was how everyone said, so what's your business plan?
Yeah.
And I was like, guys, what's the business plan?
Big ideas.
What's the business plan? I don't even know what I want to do yet, but I do know that there's these things that I love.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things that we decided to go the untraditional route of going to finding.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when you go into a financial institution, they would then want a business plan.
Of course.
You must understand we are in advertising / marketing / experiential eventing. So their ideas are in our heads. So it's very difficult
to
quantify
paper.
And put on paper and say, I foresee X, Y, and Z, which is hopefully in the years to come, you know, your financial institutions will somehow restructure and find ways of assisting businesses like this. So for us, it was a matter of, okay, you sell your car, I move back home. But support was absolutely key in terms of how we're going to do this. The one thing that we're clear of is that we don't want to owe anybody. So we become also quite strict in terms of how we spend money. Yes, we'll buy champagne every now and then.
Yes.
But it's making sure that the work gets done and so forth. But it's quite important at the end of the day that you are fully supported and it's doable.
Definitely. Yeah. And you don't need lots of money.
Yeah.
You know, our biggest or our greatest strength as people is what's in your head. It's you are unique just by how you think, how you approach life, how you do things. You know, so if you really believe your achar is the best tasting achar in Midolands, you start. Sell it in cups, you know, sell it in a plastic bag. Do something, but start and see. And you realize that I was so scared to ask for help when I started. I was so scared to be seen as wrong or, oh my God, what does she think she's doing?
Yeah.
And the moment I opened up myself to be able to do that, then the help came easy. You know, then information came easy. Now you can pick up a phone and go, listen, this is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Have you done this before? I don't know how to charge this client. Mm. You know, because also you don't know these things when you start. Mm. So I think the first kind of 6 months I was working just to, like, let me just pay rent, pay car.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see profits later, but let's get this name going. We use social media to get our name out there. We couldn't afford a PR agency or to have a website. So start with what you have. Mm. Facebook has become a tool for businesses like me and you and smaller businesses where we can't afford billboards, you know, but you can promote your pages on Facebook at 10 bucks a day and reach 2,000 people. And within that 2,000, there's that little gold mine in there. So, you know, the fear is what cripples us. The fear is what kind of gets you into this place where you go, I can't.
Yeah.
But it's so liberating to try and to speak to people who are trying and going. George, who runs Marvin, has a saying where he says, Sunshine, we're building. Because every day is a learning. You know, buildings, the cement is wet, then it didn't dry, now we can't do the ceiling. So, you know, simplify it. I speak in simple terms to my clients, to my team, because I want them to understand it in their way. You know, I will go and read this complicated textbook and I will phone complicated people and say, listen, this thing is, it's too much English now. Talk to me like I was in grade 2 for me to understand it. And that way I can share that information with somebody else who maybe was so intimidated by this textbook. So we also work with people who are really serious business people. We, to Tumi's point, we have great mentors. I've been mentored from SAB, from SABC where I worked, from Media 24. So it's been great that there's always someone I can pick up a phone and ask. If they don't know, they can pick up a phone. You know, what South Africans are great about, I think, having traveled all over the world, is we're such a sharing community. But we're also taught to be humble and never need help, you know. So it's this catch-22. My parents always say to me, when I look hoa, you know. And I always say to them, but it's okay for us not to know.
Yes.
And it's okay to ask.
Ask.
And that's the only way we're going to learn. And I learned that for, you know, from working in corporates and bosses telling me there's nothing wrong with asking. If you don't know, how else are you going to learn?
Most
so
definitely.
Just start. Just start. You know, and they can mail us, they can email us. I'll give them my business running for dummies version that I have. You know, there's a lot of young entrepreneurs. Green Robot is great. He's a graphic design company, you know, who's made your Forbes list and your Mail and Guardian lists. And he's an incredible young man from the township as well. You know, he's now got a team of 10. What also started as just, I'm a designer. I'm tired of this agency life. What do I do? You know, he started. And it takes one client. It took one client for me to realize I need a team. I need partners. Because this could be big, you know, and oh my God, this, like, is it happening too soon? This wasn't the plan. No, I don't want to. And I phone a mentor and they'll go, but what did you want to happen? There was never a timeline set for this because your moment could come in 2 days.
At any
I was going to say, though, as much as we don't have a plan, business plan yet, it's still sitting on our head. The one thing that we're very clear of, I mean, we needed to define, so what is this? Is this an advertising agency, experiential eventing, creative agency, and so forth, whatever? The one thing that I feel that people make a mistake in is trying to be everything all the time. Yes, we are capable of designing a flyer or coming up with a concept and so forth, but what we knew that we did very well that no other people did or no other agency offered was that we are very great at experiential eventing. And that's still a very new term. And we learned that from SAB because, you know, when somebody says design the consumer journey from the beginning and you sit or, you know, you employ typical agency people, people, and it's like, oh, what does that mean?
Yeah.
So that is also not in textbooks. So we took what we knew that we were great at to start building the empire. And then as we go, then you'll say, you know, but oh, by the way, we also offer. Because those resources are available, but start with what you are great at and harness that and then build it that way around.
And we were great with township. You know, South Africa's buying market is becoming more black.
Yes.
You know, the South African consumer is more black. We are young and black. We understand what that consumer needs. We are that consumer, having been township kids that were fortunate enough to make it to where we are today. But I think a lot of the time, the bigger agencies were just missing, you know, that how to communicate with that person. They were making those assumptions where we have the advantage of killing those assumptions because we've lived that life. You know, Nkulele Mfulo, which is a little tiny township next to Dube that nobody actually even knows. But I understand the township life. I understand a Saturday is waking up in the morning, sitting on a corner, quota and a 2 liter. And that's normal.
Yes.
So how do you communicate with me? You know, it's not going to be the same way you're communicating to the black girl at Tasha's.
Yes.
And we took advantage of that fact that we, if anything, we can go back to the township and go, listen, let's trial it. You know, where I think that, to Dumi's point, a lot of the agencies don't want to take that risk. They don't want to take that chance and see, is this going to work? We've seen.
The know-how is also quite definitely. An impossibility for them.
Yes.
And the black consumers finally also becoming really educated on their rights in terms of products, you know, who they'll consume, where I want to spend my money.
Yeah.
They finally have options, you know, where I think when we were growing up, I'm a child of the 80s, so that gives away my age. We didn't have a lot of those things in the township. I remember having to catch 3 taxis to get out of the township to go somewhere. And now I can Uber.
Yes.
You know, so now it's interesting to see a township go, okay, cool, we're going to create our own Uber just for the township.
Yes.
Those are, you know, Mama Says Paz has been running it for 20 years. That's a successful business that's been running for 20 years. She's taken 3 kids through college. You know, she's raised a household. Those are the stories that inspire me. Those are the stories that went, why is that lady with Paz winning? Because she knows how to talk to her market. She knows what they want. She's not going to stock plain yogurt. You know, she's going to stock mayo.
Yes, because it works.
And she's on a stock, you know, top deck, but she'll have a crunch or something. So it's just about the how. And it's a great place for us to be in, because we can finally go, oh, hell no, that would never work in the township, you know. We can be part of that noise where consumers are going, we don't like how brands are talking to us. So we're saying, okay, brands, this is how you like talk it. To them.
Yeah. Thank you so much, ladies. This has been an eye-opener.
It's a pleasure.
We wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
That was Sunshine Shibambo and Dumi Muhubo of Chiriasekasi in this week's SME Corner.